It's hard to believe, but it's been less than a week since President Trump replaced Chief of Staff Reince Priebus with General John Kelly. We're going to hear from two former chiefs of staff on the show today, Andy Card, who served President George W. Bush, and Leon Panetta, who was head of the CIA and Secretary of Defense under President Obama and Chief of Staff under President Clinton. He's currently chairman of the Panetta Institute for Public Policy in California. Secretary Panetta, welcome back. And do you think that John Kelly is someone who's going to make a difference in the Trump White House?
Well, John Kelly is somebody that I know well because he served as my military aide when I was Secretary of Defense. And he is first and foremost a Marine who's very dedicated to public service very, very committed to whoever is commander in chief, but more importantly, is somebody who wants to accomplish the mission. I think he's got the right qualities necessary to be a great chief of staff. I think the fundamental question is whether or not President Trump will support the changes that he has to make if he's going to improve White House operations.
Can he be an effective chief of staff? Can anyone be an effective chief of staff if there are still people underneath him who have direct access to the president? I'm thinking of people like Ivanka Trump or Jared Kushner.
Well, there are some very important steps that a chief of staff needs to take. One is that there can really only be one chief of staff. If there are a number of people, other assistants who can go directly to the president or go around the chief of staff, that's a prescription for chaos. So I think one of the steps is to make clear that there is one chief of staff and that other staff have to report to him. Doesn't mean that they can't present their views to the president, but it has to follow a process. I mean, those are some key steps that need to be taken. And frankly, that's what John Kelly is about. This is a Marine who believes in discipline, who believes in a strong chain of command, who believes in a process for policy development. And, I think that's what he's going to want to put in place. And frankly, that's what the White House needs.
Now, President Clinton didn't tweet when he was in office. There wasn't Twitter at that point. But was there anything like that that you ever had to go in and say, Mr. President, I really think it would be best if you didn't do this thing that you do? The way that some people are saying John Kelly should go to the president and say, stop tweeting.
Well, there's no question that what this White House has lacked is an adult in the Oval Office who could look at the president in the eye and tell him when he's making a mistake, telling him when he is doing something wrong. And that is part of the role of being a good chief of staff, is the ability to look at the president and tell him when he's wrong. Most staff are intimidated by the president, don't want to offend him, usually are yes people who say that whatever he does is okay. But frankly, it's not going to work unless you have somebody who's able to be very honest and direct with the President of the United States. That's needed. President Clinton and I developed that relationship. It's not to say presidents always like being told when they're wrong, but they also, I think, respect the fact that they have to know when they're about to make a mistake that will cost their presidency.
Congress just passed a bill, and the president has signed it, which includes new sanctions aimed at punishing Russia for its interference in last year's election. Do you think that this is an appropriate response, or would you go further?
Well, I think the Congress took the right step. It would have been better if the president had done it on his own, but by virtue of the president now signing the bill, I think the United States has sent a very strong message to Russia that we are not going to tolerate the kind of behavior that they engaged in during the last election.
This also included sanctions on North Korea, which, as you know, tested a new intercontinental ballistic missile just recently. Where do you think we're headed with North Korea at this point? Senator Lindsey Graham said on Tuesday that a military strike is inevitable if North Korea continues.
Well, there's no question that North Korea by virtue of what they've done in improving their ICBMs and the work they're doing on miniaturizing a nuclear weapon, that they represent a real threat to our national security. So we have to take strong military steps. I think that is important. But at the same time, you also have to take some strong diplomatic steps. These sanctions are important, but there also has to be outreach to determine whether or not there is any possibility of being able to negotiate with the North Koreans and try to resolve the situation peacefully. Whether or not that can happen, obviously, is a question that concerns everybody right now. But the fact is that there's a reason we haven't taken military action. It's because of the consequences, which are unacceptable both to South Korea and to the world. We could be in a nuclear war. Nobody wants that to happen. So I think we do have to operate carefully, but we do have to operate with strength.
But in that instance, could North Korea test a missile every week and we still wouldn't respond in any other way than sanctions?
Well, I think that is something that we can take action on, which is to make clear that we are not going to allow them to continue to test their missile capabilities. They're violating international law. We have taken steps to try to interfere with their ability to fire these missiles, some of which have been successful, some not. But I do think we have to make clear to the North Koreans that we are not just going to simply stand by and allow him to test these missiles. If they start firing intercontinental ballistic missiles, I think we ought to make clear that we have the capability to be able to take those missiles down.
Last week, President Trump announced a ban on transgender people serving in the military. You were very critical of that decision. It sounds like the military is not going to act on that until they get an official word from the White House, not just a tweet about it. But do you think that's really going to happen? Is there going to be a ban on transgender people serving in the military, or is this just talk and tweets?
Well, I think hopefully one of the things that John Kelly can do is to bring a policy process back in place that allows for policy decisions to be made in an orderly way, allows the Pentagon and military leaders to participate in the decision-making process. That's the way it's supposed to work, through the National Security Council. And for the president to suddenly just tweet out a major change in policy, I think the Pentagon took the right step in saying, a tweet is not a directive. That has to be developed by the president in an orderly way. And my hope is that John Kelly can get his arms around this and try to put in place a policy development process that can better serve the president and better serve the country.
So you think it's possible that the ban won't happen?
Well, I think it's possible that, appropriate revisions can be made that can at the same time allow those who are serving and want to serve their country the opportunity to be able to do that. We've had to make some tough decisions. We did it when I was secretary in getting rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I wanted women to be able to serve in combat. It was not easy, but you can get past some of the concerns. And I think the same thing is true here. I think we are a stronger country when we allow everyone the opportunity to be able to serve their country.
One more question, Secretary Panetta. Do you think that President Trump and Congress are going to be able to move on to some of the other big items on their agenda this year, like tax reform, and pass it, given that they were unable to repeal the Affordable Care Act, even though Republicans control both houses of Congress?
It is not going to happen if they follow the same process they did with regards to health care. The reality is that President Trump is not going to get anything done simply by trying to push it through in a partisan basis, just relying on Republicans. First of all, Republicans are divided themselves. That was reflected in the health care debate. I think the better approach, frankly, if he wants to get anything done, is to develop policy proposals that you can make to the Congress, and then work with both Republicans and Democratic leaders in developing that legislation. If he does that, he has a much better chance of being able to accomplish some of these goals, whether it's health care, whether it's tax reform, whether it's funding for infrastructure, whether it's the budget. He simply has to change the way he's approaching these issues on Capitol Hill if he's going to have any chance of being able to develop a record.
You have any hope that he'll do that?
My hope is that this new Marine in the White House might be able to to bring some of that common sense, hopefully, to the White House and to the president.
That's Leon Panetta, who was director of the CIA and defense secretary under President Obama, chief of staff to President Clinton, and is currently chairman of the Panetta Institute for Public Policy. Secretary Panetta, thanks so much for joining us.
Nice to be with you, Jeremy.
And we're also speaking with Andy Card today. He was chief of staff to President George W. Bush. If you miss it on the radio, you can listen at hereandnow.org.